Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Zara, thanks a million for joining me. Now 1-0 after your first professional fight against Joanna Fraszek. How do you feel after that? Like, you know, I suppose you've had a bit of time to digest that victory now. Probably all adrenaline after the fight, but the couple of days afterwards, how do you look back on it?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. Look, the debut was of dreams, or made of, and couldn't have went any better than we expected. We started with 6 rounds, got 4 good rounds in, and then got the stoppage in the 5th, so it was fantastic. So after a few days of reflecting, it's kind of just waiting to get back in there, so can't wait to just get the next one on.
Talk to me about the lead up to it, because obviously when you made the move over to pro, that was sort of something you mentally had to kind of come to terms with and realise that this was something you were doing. But then kind of leading up to that fight, then you obviously had your pre-fight training camp, but on top of that as well, like, how are you feeling, I suppose, mentally going into your first professional fight? Is it almost like kind of that first day at school again?
Yeah, a small bit. Like, the first camp of professionals was fantastic. I got to go to England and spar top professionals. Then I also got to go to Amsterdam and spar with the one and only Katie Taylor. So preparations for that camp was unbelievable, and mentally that just made it so much better. Made myself stronger, and I knew that I would be well able for to go in and do the debut. So no, it was fantastic.
You mentioned obviously that camp with Katie Taylor. Obviously Gemma Richardson and Jonah Whitwell were in that camp as well. Both, I suppose, Gemma and Jonah are still quite new to the pro scene. I think they've only 3 professional fights each, you know. Like, what is it like, I suppose, you're going into a camp with obviously Katie Taylor, who's this massively experienced professional boxer, to have them two alongside you to kind of give that sort of mix of variety of sort of pro fighters at different stages?
Yeah, look, we're all on the same path. We all want to do what Katie Taylor have done. We all want to become world champions. So it's fantastic to strive off each other. So it was fantastic to get rounds with them and then get the rounds with a world champion. Like, it's totally different level, but it's fantastic to get a mix of everything. So yeah, it was brilliant.
And what was it, I suppose, like, that camp obviously is extremely popular for yourself to try and get out, and to get something like that is kind of, I suppose, possibly you can't pay for an experience like that, in a sense. Like, but for you, you know, did that make that coming up to this fight feel that all that bit more special, and it kind of reassured yourself and having made this decision to go pro?
Yeah, look, getting to train alongside Katie Taylor and spar was once in a lifetime opportunity, and it was absolutely fantastic. Like, from a young age, I've watched her box and fight, and it's been fantastic. I've been at her last 2 shows in Tree Arena, and I never would have thought that I'd get to share the ring with her. So yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, that got me that bit more of confidence for the pro debut, so it was fantastic.
That debut as well, it's a nice one for you, I suppose, to kind of show off what you're all about boxing wise, because you got those 5 rounds. You know, do you look at that? Is that kind of the dream scenario? I know everyone always says it'd be kind of great if you got a knockout in the first round or whatever, but for you, when you're kind of trying to show off to possible sponsors and to people who are attending who maybe aren't too familiar with you in the pro scene now, like, was it nice to have had that little extra bit of gap in those 4 rounds and then the stoppage time victory in the 5th to kind of show them what you're all about?
Yeah, look, I always wanted to try and get a few rounds under my belt to see what the pro is about. Like, you have smaller gloves, you have no head guard, so it is all new. So it was fantastic to get the 4 rounds and then get the stoppage in the 5th. Whereas if I went in, got the stoppage in the 1st round, I wouldn't really gain much from it. But the 4 rounds were fantastic, and then to get the stoppage in the 5th was even better.
You mentioned before when we were talking that it was kind of, you need to get yourself accustomed to kind of pacing yourself a little bit more in those professional fights. How did that... Did you, like, obviously by account of the victory, you had no problem adjusting to it, but like, how much work and effort on your end went into kind of getting to that stage?
Yeah, look, the training was tough for the first camp too. Like, I trained twice a day, so the fitness was always going to be there, but you'd always have that little thing in the back of your mind when you're first time doing 6 rounds instead of 3 rounds. But I actually adapted quite well. I slowed down a little pace, but started sitting down on shots bit better. So we'll just keep on growing from here. We know that fitness is there, so it's fantastic to get the 4 rounds under the belt, and stoppage in the 5th was dreams made of.
You tried out, you're obviously moving between a few different fighting styles throughout the rounds themselves. Like, is that something you're hoping to continue doing, or do you think you're kind of just searching for that one particular style that suits you best, or is it kind of a case that you're again trying to just show off to people what you can bring to fights regardless of what style you're doing?
Yeah, like, I wanted to showcase my skills of that I can box in either stances, and I can box on the back foot, I can box in close. So I wanted to showcase a bit of skills, but like that, if I find one style that suits, then I may stick to it. But every fight is going to be different, and every opponent I need a different style for. So if I have a come forward footer, then my back foot boxing works. Whereas if I box a southpaw, maybe southpaw might work better. So I do have all the tools there, so I can adjust to my opponent.
Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned in an interview after the match that there was possibly maybe, well, I think the interview kind of coaxed it out to you a little bit, kind of asking, is there a point maybe where you thought the ref might have blown it up sooner? You know, for you, was there a point during the actual fight itself where you kind of got to realise when you were in the front foot that you could kind of enjoy that occasion as it was?
Yeah, I wanted to enjoy it all, and whatever happened kind of happened. I just wanted to go in and express myself in the ring and see whatever happens kind of happens. We didn't really go in with a game plan of stopping her. We went in with the game plan of just enjoy this, showcase your skills, and if the stoppage comes, it comes, and thankfully it did.
Did you feel pressure going into it? Like, obviously, again, we kind of go back to that first thing of it, like being a completely new setup you have to get adjusted to, and the kind of those first days or the jitters again. But like, did you feel very nervous coming up to it, or had all the pre-camp stuff and all that kind of eased those nerves quite a bit?
Yeah, I think the pre-camp ease them, like you're always going to have nerves, but I actually felt the most relaxed ever, and I got to actually enjoy it, whereas most of my fights I'd be 100 miles an hour, but I actually got to enjoy every single bit of it, like from the ring walk to every round, every minute. I enjoyed every second of it, so it was fantastic to be able to actually soak it all in and enjoy it instead of leaving the nerves get to you. So yeah.
Why do you think you were, I suppose, less nervous in this situation than before?
I think I just knew I had the work done. I've shared the ring with world champions, I've shared rings with top professional prospects, so I knew I had the work done so I could actually just relax and enjoy it.
Is there an element as well of having, I suppose you technically kind of have a clean slate as a pro boxer as opposed to your record as an amateur, like does that kind of having pretty much no games on the board beforehand, does that maybe make it feel like you don't really need to worry, you're not trying to judge yourself based off previous fights?
Not really. I think like in professional boxing, that clean slate is always important to have, because if you don't win, then we don't keep getting fights. So it is important to have that. So I think it was just the fact that I had a lot of experience from the amateur game that was allowing me to carry that over into professionals and enjoy the experience.
So what was it like, I suppose, when you're going up to Leopardstown for that fight? You know, were you worried, I suppose, like, you know, you're bringing up a base of supporters that would have been following you from amateur, but obviously there'd be new ones as well up there?
Look, the support was absolutely fantastic for my pro debut, and I can't thank everyone enough that has bought tickets and came and used their hard-earned money to buy the tickets off me. So I just want to thank everyone that came to support, and I'd also like to thank all my sponsors. Without this wouldn't be possible. So thanks to everyone that bought tickets, sponsored me, shared stuff on Facebook, social media, and done everything. And hopefully that support will continue and we'll grab another follow-on.
Does, I suppose, that first professional win, does that feel all that bit more sweet, knowing that obviously there's friends, family, all in the crowd that have come up to Dublin to see that?
Yeah, it was fantastic to look out and see younger kids from the club there, to see my family there, my granddad's there. It was fantastic to see that support, and I just hope that more people jump on board now and want to come and watch again. So the support was absolutely fantastic, and it made that little bit more special.
And when you mentioned those like younger members of the club coming up to see you, like, and we talked a little bit about the sort of media hullabaloo around sort of the pre-match and post-match. Like when they see you doing that post-match, is your hope that they'll see you doing that and think that's where I want to be now in the future?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like we had 4 or 5 younger kids up from the club, and they were in awe of everything that was going on. And to be able to bring them into the change room and at least let them see the whole thing of what goes on, and hopefully to inspire them that they might want to be there someday, was absolutely fantastic. And in order for me to do that was brilliant as well. Like it was fantastic.
What stuck out to you, I suppose, as being particularly something different from the amateur setup to this match that maybe you hadn't expected that you were going to enjoy so much?
Probably the whole ring walk and the weigh-ins and the media that you have to do after was probably the biggest change compared to the amateurs. The amateurs, you weigh in the morning of, you get in the ring fight, and then that's it. Whereas pros, you weigh in the day before, you do your ring walk, and then after the fight, then everyone wants pictures and media and everything. So that was a big difference. But I actually enjoyed every minute of it.
I suppose I'm kind of hoping that you'll say yes to this question, but do you enjoy all the sort of media aspect around it coming up to those fights and even afterwards?
Yeah, look, it's great to get the exposure after hard work. It's brilliant. Like when adrenaline is flowing, I'll talk all day and all night, so that's all right.
You were saying you're looking to kind of get 5 fights in by the end of the year. You have something coming up in July. Can you talk much about that now, or...?
Yeah, I'm hoping to be back out the 10th of July in Leopardstown again, so hopefully make myself 2-0, and then hopefully just stay active and try and get as many fights in by the end of the year.
Absolutely. Zara Breslin, thank you so much and best of luck with it.
Thanks very much for having me. Thank you.